Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Claude Does More Than Chat, Claude AI. Claude Code and Vibe Coding by Joseph Green is a practical technology guide focused on the expanding role of Anthropic Claude in software development, design iteration, and AI-assisted project work. Rather than treating Claude as a general chat interface, the book positions it as a co-worker that can help interpret requirements, reason across code bases, generate implementation plans, and support real product workflows. Its subject matter sits at the intersection of applied artificial intelligence, developer tooling, product design, and emerging agentic coding practices. The book appears aimed at readers who already understand basic digital work or software production and want to move from casual prompting to structured collaboration with AI systems. Its purpose is not to provide a theoretical history of language models, but to explain how Claude Code, Claude Design, Project Memory Files, voice-driven prompting, and vibe coding methods can be organized into repeatable workflows with human review and practical safeguards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Claude as a project partner rather than a conversational assistant. A central idea of the book is that Claude should not be evaluated only as a chatbot that answers isolated questions. Green frames Claude as a broader work system that can participate in planning, analysis, implementation, and refinement when it is given sufficient context. This distinction matters because ordinary chat use often encourages short, disconnected prompts, while project work requires continuity, constraints, and awareness of previous decisions. In this view, the user is not simply asking for snippets of advice, but managing an AI collaborator that can interpret goals, propose steps, and revise outputs against project requirements. The practical implication is that better results come from sharing architecture, business intent, coding standards, and design preferences rather than issuing vague commands. This also changes the human role. The user remains responsible for judgment, verification, and final decisions, but delegates parts of exploration and execution to the tool. The book, therefore, treats Claude as infrastructure for work, not as a novelty interface. Secondly, Claude Code and the importance of whole codebase context. The discussion of Claude Code emphasizes its value as a coding assistant that can operate with broader project context than simple autocomplete tools. The book highlights workflows in which the AI reads relevant files, understands relationships across a codebase, proposes changes, and assists with refactoring or feature implementation. The significance of this approach is that many software tasks fail when treated as isolated edits. A change in one file can affect test, dependencies, interfaces, documentation, or user experience. Claude Code is presented as useful because it can help reason across those connections, especially when the developer supplies clear instructions and verifies the result. The book does not imply that AI should replace engineering review. Instead, it presents a workflow where Claude Code accelerates repetitive analysis, boilerplate generation, debugging hypotheses, and multi-step implementation while the human checks correctness. This makes the tool most relevant for developers who need leverage on existing projects rather than only fast generation of new code fragments. Thirdly, vibe coding as direction, iteration, and review. Vibe coding is treated as an emerging practice in which the user describes desired behavior or product direction in natural language and lets AI handle much of the implementation. Detail. The book presents this not as careless coding, but as a shift from manually authoring every line to directing, testing, and refining AI-generated work. The strength of this method is speed. A developer, founder, or product builder can express a feature, ask the AI to inspect the project, request changes, and iterate quickly when the output is close but incomplete. The limitation is that natural language intent can be ambiguous, and generated code may appear plausible while still being fragile or wrong. For that reason, the book connects vibe coding with review habits, tests, and prompt refinement. Voice input is also discussed as a way to provide richer context quickly, since spoken instructions can capture nuance faster than short typed prompts. The method works best when creative momentum is combined with disciplined validation. Fourthly, connecting visual design work with implementation workflows. Another important theme is the narrowing gap between design exploration and code implementation. The book describes Claude Design and related visual workflows as a way to generate, adjust, and communicate interface ideas before or alongside development. This matters because product teams often lose time translating mockups into working components, then revising them when constraints become clear. AI-assisted design workflows can shorten that loop by turning natural language requests into visual drafts, helping users compare alternatives, and preparing design intent for implementation through Claude Code or similar coding workflows. The value is not only speed, but continuity. If the same AI-assisted process carries context from concept to interface to code, fewer details may be lost between roles. However, the book also implies that design judgment remains human. Layouts, accessibility, brand fit, usability, and technical feasibility still require evaluation. The distinctive point is that design becomes more iterative and closely coupled to development, especially for small teams and rapid prototyping environments. Lastly, project memory, reusable rules, and controlled AI autonomy. Examples include project memory files such as Claude, MD, reusable skills or instruction modules, hooks that enforce rules, and specialized agents for recurring tasks. The reasoning behind these practices is straightforward. AI output quality depends heavily on context, and repeatedly explaining the same project conventions waste time while increasing inconsistency. A persistent memory file can describe architecture, style rules, test commands, deployment assumptions, and known constraints so that Claude starts from shared project knowledge. Hooks and modular instructions can further limit unsafe or low-quality actions by requiring checks, tests, or formatting standards. This topic is important because it separates casual prompting from operational AI development. Autonomy becomes useful only when it is bounded by process. Green, therefore, presents the most mature Claude workflows as systems of guidance, not unrestricted delegation. The user designs the environment in which the AI acts, then audits whether the work meets real project standards. In conclusion, Claude does more than chat, Claude AI. Claude Code and Vibe Coding is best suited for developers, technical founders, product managers, designers, and team leads who want a practical understanding of how Claude can fit into real software and design workflows. Readers who already use AI casually may benefit from its emphasis on structure, context, and repeatable process. The practical benefit is learning how to move from one-off prompts toward project-based collaboration using Claude Code, memory files, natural language direction, design iteration, and verification practices. And the intellectual benefit is a clearer view of how software work is changing as human contributors become planners, reviewers, and system designers for AI-assisted execution. Compared with many general AI productivity books, this one stands out because it focuses on the Claude ecosystem and on applied development practices rather than broad claims about automation. Compared with traditional programming guides, it is less about teaching a language and more about organizing a new human AI workflow. Its realistic value lies in showing that effective AI coding is not just prompt enthusiasm. It requires context management, testing, design judgment, and disciplined oversight. If you would like to support Joseph Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.